Season 2 of the SJT Immigration Project is almost here. Check out a sample of what you can expect this coming season.
Why did your mom want to immigrate to Canada?
There was a war in Lebanon.
My parents wanted to bring me and my siblings to Canada because they wanted to give us like good opportunities for our lives, because in Chile it kind of sucks.
But I made a lot of friends so quick because like they're all really nice.
I needed to learn more English, new language, and make new friends. And of course, leave my family behind too.
I would say it's just not up to the standard of what I really wanted for my life, for my family, and that was the reason I moved to Canada. But it wasn't a very bad life.
Because of the war in Lebanon, we didn't have an embassy, so I struggled a little bit because I had to travel to Damascus.
I looked up Edmonton on a map. I was like, where exactly? They have a hockey team, I think. And it was somewhere out in the Nethers. And so we're like, well, you got a job, so let's do it.
It's a long and very, like, you have to have a lot of patience mm-hmm. for it.
I don't think it would take that long.
So yeah. We had to prove that we actually had a relationship. So yeah. We sent a pile an inch thick
oh, wow.
of photographs to the Canadian government showing my wife and I like dating, engaged,
like
married. Yeah, the whole process. Yeah. So they could see that I didn't just like find her online.
Here we can just live our lives and we don't have to worry about getting robbed or something.
Canada is a very beautiful country with a lot of nature to explore.
And at least to my family, Canada was always like this golden, hopeful land.
We already bought the house. My son speaks English very well, but I need to learn more English. But so far, so good.
And I have a beautiful daughter, beautiful wife, and a house and a car. What else do I want, right?
So for sure, you'd say it's better here?
Absolutely.
Being
you sound so unsure.
I'm sorry.
The SJT Immigration Project Season 2, coming soon to Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.